It's time for the number one selling best. Because he has this every time he brings out a book, in fairness. It's not like it's a novelty in heaven. midweek meals, number one in the bestsellers in the old cookery section here. Fantastic. And congratulations
again. Good morning. Thank you so much.
How are you, Vicky? You well?
I'm good, thank God.
So listen, what are we at this morning? I realise you're probably sitting there selling off copies of books and whatever. What are we up to?
I can multitask, sign my name. Marty, I was thinking something comforting. I'm going to do two soups. One of them is a bit different, which is a kale ham and pasta soup. Ooh. A lot of people have kale. I know we have lots of kale in the garden. But then I think a lovely parsnip soup with honey. Now, I'm not sure you love her. Do you like parsnips, Marty?
Okay. I'll be back in an hour. It depends. As the fella said, it depends how they're cooked. I don't like them mushed up on the plate.
I know you like them roasted and caramelised.
I do.
Okay. Well, this one is a soup, and I'll tell you where I got this.
That's the end of that.
There's a nice story behind this recipe. So I never had kind of a parsnip soup before, but I was asked to go over and cook in New York. Now, this could be maybe 8-9 years ago. Yes. And we went to this restaurant called Per Se. Now, it's one of the most famous and one of the most expensive restaurants in New York. Yes. And I had a parsnip honey soup as one of the weak horses. I had three of my chefs with me because we were cooking a meal over there.
And you liked it?
And I loved it. I said, wow. And we make this in the restaurant. And you would be surprised. So many people say, I'm not a big fan of parsnip, but I love that.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
So that's interesting. Yeah. I thought, wow.
And it gets a vegetable into people who won't eat.
Well, good point. Now, if you don't like parsnips like yourself, you can use celeric, you can use celery, you can make this with just carrots. Right. It'll work fine. Okay.
Yep.
So, it's a very basic recipe, very basic. One thing that works well with parsnips is honey. And in the recipe, which will be available on your website, you'll see we use Malevan honey. They're based in Kilkenny, so they are. They're great Irish producers, and we use a lot of honey here in the restaurant. So whatever honey is local, it works really, really well. So melt some butter in the pan, put a little bit of rapeseed oil, because the rapeseed oil stops the butter from burning. I want you to put one onion, which is chopped or sliced. It doesn't matter, because you're going to blend it. And then you're going to get maybe four large parsnips, or about maybe eight small parsnips, okay? Because this will serve 8 to 10 people, 8 to 12, roughly, thereabouts. So you're going to chop that too. You're going to peel the parsnips, excuse me. You're going to put fresh thyme. Is gorgeous in this now. Trust me. Chop up the fresh thyme, roughly about a teaspoonful. And then you're going to cook that out. You're going to put in about 2 tablespoons of honey. So that's going to sweeten it. So you let that cook for about maybe 10, 15 minutes. Then you cover it with some chicken stock or vegetable stock, 100 mils of cream, salt and pepper, and literally you cook it. And what depends is the size you chop the parsnips. So if you cut them big, it's going to take longer to cook. If you cut them small, they'll cook in about maybe 20, 25 minutes.
Sure.
Can I give you a little tip? If you want to spice this up, another really good ingredient that works really well with parsnips is some curry powder. So a tablespoon of curry powder into this will just lift it and give the most beautiful flavour coming through onto the soup. Trust me, you'll love it. You'll have that lovely sweetness. You'll have that lovely honey, which will work really well. And if you taste this and you think, oh, it's a little bit too sweet for my palate, maybe half the honey and put in a little bit more, or you could use a little bit of cider vinegar. You don't want it too sweet.
Right.
Parsnips are naturally, those root vegetables are naturally sweet anyway. So just be careful of that. I suppose I should mention that just for the recipe, because 2 tablespoons is a lot of honey, so it is. So maybe try off one. So what you do then is you just literally blend it with a hand blender, and this will keep in your fridge for 5 to 6 days, and it'll be perfect. And serve it with some croutons, brown bread. You know, last week we were talking about the Madeira cake on the side. I'm only joking you. But you can serve it with some lovely wheaten bread, which will work really well.
Freeze.
It's a simple soup, and you know, you're not a big lover of parsnips, and I love like that you're honest like that. That not everyone likes it, but honestly, I'm surprised when we do this in the restaurant, people say, geez, that was gorgeous.
Well, you said it yourself when you went to New York.
It
had that impact on you.
Oh,
so it goes to show.
It was fabulous.
So that sounds like a good one. Anyway, it's parsnip and honey soup, and you could do things. You could add other flavours to it as well.
Of course you could. The chili powder, you could put in curry powder, and then you can use other root vegetables. Celeric is the root bulb of the celery, and it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous vegetable.
I'd say she's fairly hearty now.
You're right.
Oh, yes, this is the kale.
Yes,
now,
kale, ham, pasta soup, and you think,
merciful
what?
Hour.
That sounds an unusual
combination. This is kind of what's in the fridge.
Well, true, and you know what? It's a good way of using if you've leftover pasta, too. Even though in this recipe we're talking about cooking the pasta, we're using macaroni, but you could use penne pasta. You could use that lovely pasta me and you spoke about before, orzo, which is in the shape of rice, but it's actually pasta. So this will serve 6 to 8. So what I want you to do is, with 2 tablespoons of rapeseed oil in a pot, I want you to tip in 1 large onion, which is sliced. Cook that for about maybe 5 to 10 minutes until it's lovely and soft and just beginning to turn a little bit golden brown. So that means on a low heat. And then you're going to add into this the kale. So we're using the kale. Now, there's lots of different kale. There's Tuscan kale, and then there's also a Russian kale, and then your common kale. So every one is a different flavour. We grow 2 types here, 3 types actually, I think Kevin does, up in the garden. And, you know, I like kale. It wouldn't be my number one ingredient.
But you like putting it with other things.
Yeah, well, I just think it works interesting. A lot of people are growing kale because it's really easy.
But would you not have had kale at Halloween every year as a small boy?
That's a good question. No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd have had Culcannon or champ potatoes. Bonkley would have been a tradition in our house. Pumpkin soup, and that would have been, genuinely.
Yeah, no, JJ, I was just going to say we would have had it. We'd definitely have it. We'd have that every Halloween.
Wow.
And maybe it's a Dublin thing, I don't know.
Must be. It's like in West Cavan and Leitrim and Fermanagh, like box tea. A lot of people don't know what is box tea. So, like, my wife, Imelda, her uncle, Jerry, he makes the most beautiful box tea with raw potatoes, cooked potatoes. It's like a dumpling, and you pan fry it, and serve it with bacon, fried egg. Ah, oh, Jesus, Margie, I'm telling you. It's gorgeous.
That sounds nice.
Oh, it's more than nice. It's beautiful. Right, anyway, sorry, I'm sidetracking for all your listeners. I apologise. We're just two foodies chatting.
That's all right,
Marty.
That's right.
So you put the kale in, you remove the tough kind of stems, because the bottom stem is quite tough. So you're going to cook that off, 2 cloves of garlic finely chopped, and then you're going to put in roughly about 3 pints of chicken stock. Now, I'm cooking the pasta in this. It doesn't take long, so that's why I'm picking the small macaroni pasta. So you're actually cooking it all in that. And you're probably asking, well, when do you put the ham in? Well, you just buy some cooked ham.
Oh, right.
You can cook your own. So for this recipe, it's about 200 grams. Just chop up your ham or shred it, whatever you want to do. Mm. And that goes in at the very end because you're just warming that through. To be truthful with you. And then what you can do is just add in your pasta, because you can cook the pasta separately and then your vegetables, or you can do the pasta in it. So just be careful, whatever way you want to do it. But if you're doing the pasta in it, make sure you pick the small pasta, because everything will be overcooked. So it will, and you don't want that.
No.
So then the juice of half a lemon, which is interesting, gives lovely freshness to it. And then just a little bit of grated, kind of like you can use Gruyere cheese, or you can use a nice cheddar cheese just over it. Ladle into a bowl. This is more of a broth, where the last soup, the parsnip is like a creamy soup. So
yes,
this
is
very fresh. It's very healthy. It's chicken based, and of course you could make it just with vegetable stock and leave out the ham, which would work beautiful. So it would.
This is interesting.
Well, it is interesting. There's a lot of flavour and texture. It's not blended. So you're getting the cabbage, you're getting the ham, you're getting the pasta. It's a real kind of like a real warming dish for a wintry day. And honestly, it takes no more than 30 minutes from start to finish.
Right. And you'll be coming down with a big lump of crusty bread then.
Oh. Now you're talking.
Oh, yeah, talking now.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's lovely.
And just too comforting. I mean, this kale, ham and pasta soup will keep in your fridge for 4 to 5 days. It won't freeze, whereas the parsnip soup will freeze perfectly, so you can make it ahead if people are growing their own root vegetables. It's just, I've seen this year a lot more people gardening, growing their own kale, as you said. It reminds you of Halloween, which is interesting, you know, and it's great. Yeah. A lot of people would have kale.
Curly kale, we used to call it.
Yeah, that's right, curly kale. I remember one thing I did. I'll tell you the story quickly. Mm. We, one Sunday lunch, it could be maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we always serve 2 types of potatoes, a gratin potato and then a mashed potato. And once we got kale, we cooked it off and we put it into the mashed potato. It came back. It's too strong. It's too strong. People didn't like it. Champ is lovely, the spring onion, but kale is definitely a required. It definitely overpowered the potato and it didn't go down well, so I learned from that.
Kale with a fried egg and stuff.
That'd be tasty.
I'll have to make one of them for you next time.
Yeah, I can't wait for your cookbook.
No, I can wait without you. Now, so it's parsnip and honey soup, and then we had the kale, ham and pasta soup. Did you ever hear of a singer called JJ Kale?
No, go on.
I'm just linking. There's a singer called JJ Kale. He's a great song called After Midnight. I think we should play that after the kale, ham and pasta soup.
Take it away. I love it.
Take it away, JJ Kale.